السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، all thanks and praise is due unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our nourisher, our sustainer, our maintainer, our creator. And we send the choicest peace, blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his companions and his family, and all those who strive to emulate his lifestyle till the end of time. We thank and we glorify and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of Islam, for the favor of Iman. And our dua on this auspicious day of Jumu'ah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live lives that are true to our Iman, and that he causes us to die with the kalima la ilaha illallah on our minds and in our hearts and on our lips. And we pray unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely that each and every one of us, when we are resurrected, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects us amongst the people of Iman, and that he gives us Jannah, the highest of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allow me again, my respected elders and brothers and sisters in Islam, to greet you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran, in Suratul Qasas, in the 20th juz. Suratul Qasas is a surah that was revealed during the time period when the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam was in Mecca. In the first period of the first 10 years after the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam had received wahi, and that he had been given the responsibility to convey the message, up until just before he migrated to Medina, the scholars refer to this as the Mecca period. This surah was revealed in the Mecca period. In the Mecca period, Muslims were not at their strength yet. They were a marginalized, persecuted, oppressed community. They didn't enjoy freedom of movement. They did not enjoy freedom of speech. And if you were not Arab, you suffered untold hardships and difficulties. And if you were Arab, you were boycotted and marginalized and removed from the main, shall we say, from the main business of the community, to the extent that the small fledgling Muslim community was boycotted in the 7th year after the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam received wahi. There was a complete boycott on anyone who was a Muslim. The Muslims were relegated to a valley outside of Mecca. There was an instruction given from the leadership in Mecca that no one is allowed to trade with them, no one is allowed to assist them, no one is allowed to give them any loans, no economic, no one is allowed to give them any charity, no one is allowed to be hospitable with them. They were completely marginalized. And they were suffering. That story is a story, and that incident is an incident for another day, the extent of the suffering of the believers. But I'm trying to create a context for the surah. We have a powerful leadership that manifests itself economically and socially and religiously in Mecca. The leadership of the Quraysh. What they say is law. What they preach is religion. And when they dictate the terms of the deals, that is the economy. An arrogant people. A people that is not given to the truth, but is rather given to lies. Lies that are self-serving is more preferred by them than truths that will lead them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in this light that the surah is revealed, and that this particular verses are revealed. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He draws upon many facilities in the Quran to convey meaning. One of the ways is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives qasas, gives stories. And this is the name of the surah, Suratul Qasas, stories. Because this is how some people learn. Some people need to hear, they need to learn from experience of others. It's only when they hear the experience of others where they learn a lesson themselves. It is only when they are able to visualize what happened that they are able to understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa. Qarun was from the people of Musa, from the nation of Musa, after Musa's time. And he was one who basically asserted himself over them. So he was a man of power and authority. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. And we gave him treasures. مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُسْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. The likes of which its keys required a group of strong men to be able to lift. So he was a man of immense wealth. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ. It led his people to tell him and to remind him, لَا تَفْرَحْ. Don't exalt yourself. Don't become happy with your position. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Verily Allah does not love those who exalt themselves. And they go on to advise him, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهِ. And seek that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. All of that which He had given you. Seek via that, الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek via those things, seek the year after. Look beyond what you have been given. Because you have been given this, not so that you can revel in the beauty of it, or so that you can enjoy it. You have been given this so that you can look beyond it. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And then, don't forget, in that wealth, there is a portion for you for this dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good to others, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done good to you. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And don't go about creating corruption in the land. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Verily Allah does not love those who are corrupt. Because corruption is something that destroys communities. Corruption is something that is born out of greed. It is a self-serving disease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love corruption. Unfortunately, we are more familiar than we need to be. In this country, South Africa, with the idea of corruption. Qala, says Qarun after receiving this advice. Innama utituhu ala ilmin. He says, I have been given these things, all of these things I have been given because of my knowledge. How do you think I came to this position? Do you think you did anything for me? I got it because of who I am, because of what I possess in terms of aql. Had it not been for my prowess, my genius, my ability to calculate, my ability to make good decisions, I wouldn't have had any of this. It is all me. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed those who came before him? مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةِ. Not just one person, but generations of people who came before him that were more stronger than him, that possessed more wealth than him. And this brings us to the topic of our khutbah. There's a saying in Arabic from one of the great scholars, Ibn Ata'illah. He says, إِنْ أَرَدْتَ أَنْ يُوهَبَ مَوَاهِبَ عَلَيْهِ صَحِّحِ الْفَقْرِ وَالْفَاقَ لَدَيْكَ. He says, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings to pour on you, you should truly feel poor, dependent, and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feeling poor, independent, and in need. This is something that a person who had experienced poverty can relate to. فَإِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. For verily charity is given unto the fuqara, is given unto the needy and the poor. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the entire world and everything upon it and everything above it and everything beneath it, and if He is the one who يَبْسُطْ وَيَقْدِرْ, and if He is the one who gives and the one who restricts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate ghani, the ultimate independent being. And then we are all poor. In relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all faqir. And we should know what it means to be a faqir. Because innama as-sadaqatu lil-fuqara, for the charity and the goodwill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those who are poor. It is important to feel in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to what? As opposed to feeling independent. As opposed to living our lives as if the sum of our success and the challenges that we have overcome is due to ourselves and our connections and what we are able to manipulate and dictate and maneuver in society. When a feeling of independence starts to cover the heart, the slave then loses sight of who and what he really is in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that creeps up upon the slave very, very slowly. The reality is that this Jumu'ah is saying and dictating today is that we are but poor servants. and that we are extremely weak. And we are acknowledging our weakness and our need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no choice even with regard to our own creation. We came into this world not by our own volition. خلق الإنسان من علق. We were created from something which is leech-like. Not through our own volition. How then, after we have made an appearance on this earth, can we think that we are in charge? How can we then dream that our destiny is completely in our hands? We are helpless. Human beings tend to forget their weakness. They tend to forget their weakness, especially when we have a lot of blessings. When we are relatively successful, we are deceived by these blessings. And this is shaitan. This is the work of shaitan. Shaitan is not a straightforward fella. He is troublesome. If he wants to achieve one thing, he does it via another means. He doesn't tell you, eat the apple. He tells you, if you eat the apple, you will live forever. He didn't tell you, eat the apple. He insinuates. He whispers. He creeps up on you. The Quran says, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ, from where you don't see them. So he can use your blessings, the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring you with, he can use it as a means to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does he do that? When we start to enjoy these blessings and when we deem ourselves to have become self-sufficient. When we deem ourselves partners in this quality that is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is al-ghani, that is independence, and that is self-sufficient. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent and self-sufficient. We forget our weaknesses when we are strong. We forget about poverty when we have wealth. We are weak. In fact, a single bite from a spider can cause us to die. Many of us here might be even on medication. You might be on some medication to thin your blood so that the heart can work optimally. You might be on some medication to regulate the sugar. I know nothing about these things, by the way. I just know you give people pills and doctors give people pills to maintain a certain level of health. And today many of us are on these pills for one reason or the other. We are fragile. Some of us, if we fall, we break things. And some of us, when we fall, we even die. Forget about being aggressed against and fought with. But so where does the problem lay that we tend to forget our weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because a person who truly understands that he is faqir and that he is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he is going to live his life is very different from the way a person who deems himself independent is going to live his life. How he approaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be very different from a person who deems himself independent. How he is going to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if at all he or she is going to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where does the problem lay? It lies, in my opinion, in failing to understand the following. And if you forget everything in the Jumu'ah, just remember this one line, take it home with you, insha'Allah. That there is a big, huge difference between someone who enjoys something and another person who owns something. Just remember that line. That there is a big difference between someone who enjoys something and someone who owns something. The fact that someone enjoys a blessing that has been given to him does not mean that this person is the owner of that blessing and the controller of that blessing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted a person with health, it is a ni'mah, it is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look in the mirror in the morning and you stand and back at you, there's a handsome man looking at you, full of vitality, ready to go tackle the world. If you see that man, then what do you see? Do you see a person who controls his health and his vitality? Or do you see a person who has been gifted with health and with vitality? If you control health, then you'll never become sick. If health is yours to own and to control, you will not be in need of any medication. You will not have to worry about heart attacks. You will not have to worry about what you eat. Eat my ribs and cheesecake and else. Don't worry. You won't have to worry. Because you're in control of the health. The reality is we don't control our health. The reality is it is a ni'mah. It is an amana that has been bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about our wealth? Well, surely if a man is wealthy, then he owns his wealth and he controls his wealth. To own something, you have to be able to give all of it away and still have it at the same time. If you are able to give away all of your wealth, then you truly own your wealth. Up until that point in time, maybe your wealth owns you. And your wealth controls you. It is a ni'mah from Allah. He increases it. And when they're in times of difficulty and constraint, He decreases it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-razzaq, is the one who bestows sustenance. So if we don't control our health, and if we are not in control of our wealth, then we are definitely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And coming back to the story of Qarun, let me start wrapping up. Coming back to the story of Qarun, this is what happened to Qarun. He didn't realize this. If Qarun had realized this, there's one lesson that the Jumu'ah is giving today. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you is yours to enjoy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of that thing. And that whenever you approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely as a human being that is in complete need and dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a poor person comes to you, a homeless person comes to you, and let's say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you a measure of wealth, and the poor person tells you, please assist me. And you give the poor person a good set of clothes. You are by the means to put some type of a roof over the poor person's head. You give him groceries. You give him some cash so that he can sustain himself. After you have given this to him, immediately after you have given him this and set him up, it took you 2-3 days to set him up. Immediately after you had set him up, he turns his back on you. And he says, look what I achieve. Look at how what I am able to achieve. I sweet talked my way into a roof over my head, groceries in my cupboard, money in my pocket. Subhanallah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest example. The examples don't compare. For Allah is the greatest example. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life. He gives us time. He gives us health. He gives us the ability to think. He gives us the ability to manipulate resources that He created for us, that He put at our disposal. And then immediately when we are experiencing a measure of comfort, a measure of comfort, not even much, just a measure, then we are prepared to turn our back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal'iyadhu billah. Then Fajr Salah seems like a mission for us. And the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us again by taking these things away, then we want to recognize what poverty is. We shouldn't wait until we are materially poverty stricken before we want to recognize that we are poor in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Recognize that poverty now, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakat in your life. This is the lesson. Let us finish with this verse. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He came out upon his people, Qarun. He came out upon them fi zinati, in all the pomp and the glory and the beauty that we know how famous people like to come out. There's one famous guy in particular. I'm not going to mention names. He's an American. You know how when he comes out, how he comes out. The whole world must know he's coming out. Reminds me of Qarun. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He comes out on his people in all this pomp and glory and all the show. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And those who desire the dunya, those who want the dunya for themselves, they say, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. How I wish that I have been given the same like Qarun. How I wish I was like him. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. He's a lucky man. It's not a direct translation, by the way. He's been given a huge portion. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. He's a lucky, lucky fella. He's got the world at his feet. Everyone is groveling by him. Power. Armies. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. But those who have been given knowledge, they say, وَيْلَكُمْ. They say, woe unto you, because this analogy that you are making to think that you want what he has for you is better for you. وَيْلَكُمْ. What a wrong analogy are you making. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ. The reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better. لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. For the one who believes and who does good deeds. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. And none will be able to achieve it. None will be able to achieve this mercy of Allah, this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa sabirun. Except those people who practice patience in the face of all this materialism. We must fear for our kids. La tamuddanna aynayka ila ma matta'na bihi azwajan minhum. Don't extend your eyes. Don't extend your eyes ila ma matta'na bihi, to that which we have given to them of the dunya. Don't make that the object of your success. Subhanallah. It is arad al hayat al dunya. It is but just the goods of this worldly life. It is but just this goods of this stage. My brothers, and if your sisters, my sisters, it is but a stage. We live and we die, or we taste death and we live. The ruh lives. There is an afterlife. The surahs in that was revealed in Mecca for 10 years. The Quran is filled with verses that just speaks about the afterlife. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. For the true visionary, for the person that really understands his purpose, is the person who understands
that he is working to profit on that day when the shares and the dividends will be paid. It will be a lasting reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Hujjaj Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabroor. And for those of us who have not yet went on Hajj, we know these days are the days that you are feeling very, very heart sore. And our dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant you to perform the Hajj. No, we take us out. Shaban and Shafika has been blessed with the honor of performing Hajj. Alhamdulillah. They ask your forgiveness for any wrong that they might have said or done, and they request that we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases their iman and taqwa and sabr and grant them the health and the strength to fulfill their obligations. And that Allah reward them with a Hajj Maqbool and a Hajj Mabroor. They will be departing on the 8th of August. They will be leaving at 4. And the address is 1 Friesland Street, Rondebosch East. Assalamu alaikum. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الحمد لله الحمد لله المطلع على خفيات السرائر العالم بمكنونات الضمائر مقلب القلوب وغفار الذنوب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وجامع شمل الدين وقاطع دابر الملحدين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن كون إصلاح السرائر دماعة لإصلاح الظواهر مما نطق به القرآن وسنة رسول الإنس والجان فقد قال الله تعالى ولكن كولوا أسلمنا وقال تعالى فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور وقال تعالى ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وغيرها من الآيات وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول ملك الموت أيتها النفس الطيب ويقول أيتها النفس الخبيثة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان وعثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم عليه رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسول الله مغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئن وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واكتب السلامة والصحة والعافية لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج يا رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله